On a winter's night in Kolkata, I was listening to an open-air concert featuring tabla maestro Bikram Ghosh at the Stately Indian Museum. Ghosh could play not just the tabla, but his own body parts. That night, Ghosh's wizardry and easy, chatty style reminded us of the tabla guru of them all, Zakir Hussain, probably the most iconic tabla player to come out of India. We watched Ghosh and talked Hussain. Barely 2 days later, I heard Zakir Hussain had died in San Francisco. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Zakir Hussain was among the last of the golden generation that included Ravi Shankar, Ali Akbar Khan, and with his baby face and mop of hair, he was the Peter Pan of them all. His father, Allah Rakha, was a master tabla player who often played with Ravi Shankar. Allah Rakha could be said to have made the tabla player a star in his own right, not just an accompanist to the star. And Zakir Hussain made that star shine in the West. He didn't just play with sitar and sarod players or do percussion concerts. He played with musicians like Mickey Hart and the Grateful Dead, as he told NDTV a few years ago.
I always wondered if my father actually knew what he was doing when he told Mickey Hart, take my son with you. Did he even realize what Grateful Dead culture was? Those are the guys who invented acid.
But he was on a different high.
The excitement of having Carlos Santana there, Jerry Garcia there, John Cipollino there, David Crosby, Gracie Slick, Stephen Stills, all these great musicians all at the same time hanging about and, of course, playing music. I remember once we played music 4.5 days at a stretch, nonstop.
The likes of Ravi Shankar, Ali Akbar Khan, and Chitresh Das all made California a hotspot for Indian classical music. Hussain told me that while Indian classical music had many virtuosos, they learned packaging and presentation from the West, and they got recognized back home in India as a conqueror of the West. It also made California a home away from home for Indian immigrants like me. We could drive to San Rafael and take a class in the Ali Akbar College of Music with the beautiful image of the goddess Saraswati, goddess of arts and music, in its window. Or go to an SF jazz concert and hear Zakir Hussain at play, as when he opened it post-pandemic with percussionist friends. And the great talent of Zakir Hussain was that he was so open to the many musical cross-currents he was exposed to in California and beyond. He could play hardcore, purist Indian classical solos, act in films like Heat and Dust, compose soundtracks for others, and tour the world with the global fusion band Shakti. They just did a 50th anniversary tour last year that brought them to India as well. And Zakir Hussain just kept going. He won 3 Grammys this year alone. As he told NDTV, he didn't think he'd reach the pinnacle.
I guess the quest is always to get better, reinvent yourself. I haven't, as a quote said by a great maestro at one time, played good enough to quit.
He often seemed the energizer bunny of Indian classical music, joking, laughing, and making virtuosity look easy as he imitated the sound of rain on stage.
Rain sounds different on different surfaces.
But most of all, in a polarized world, these were musicians who existed just for their music. When his friend, the musician Shiv Kumar Sharma, died, Zakir Hussain showed up at the cremation in India. Many commented that this epitomized the idea of India, a Muslim ustad bidding farewell to a Hindu maestro. But to me, it wasn't about Hindu-Muslim at all. As he stood in front of Sharma's funeral pyre, alone, dressed in white, his arms folded, I saw just one master musician saying goodbye to another. Just as years ago, Ravi Shankar had chartered a plane to fly down to say goodbye to Zakir Hussain's father, Allah Rakha. It was their way of holding the music close, as if holding on to that last note, even as it faded into nothingness. Music can't work miracles, Zakir Hussain told the Jaipur Literature Festival once, but it can offer some solace.
Musicians cannot change the world just in a blink of an eye. But when you come to a concert and you sit down to listen to them, for that 2 or 3 hours, all the worries of the world are forgotten.
We will miss him. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALR.